أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطاهرين. Dear sisters and brothers in Iman, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We just celebrated the birth anniversary of our Prophet and our sixth Imam. And so I'd like to again wish you Eid Mubarak on this Mawlid, keeping in mind that this was also the Wiladat of our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. I would like to share with you a hadith which I would consider to be a message of the sixth Imam for us. We are Shias, not only Shias, we actually identify ourselves by saying we are Shia Ja'fari. We relate ourselves to Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. And so it's important to understand, you know, what is the expectation that the sixth Imam has from us. And this is a conversation narrated by Zayd al-Shaham, one of the prominent companions of the sixth Imam, where he says that one day Abu Abdullah al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam said to me, اقرأ على من ترى أنه يطيعني منهم وَيَأْخُذُ بِقَوْلِيَ السَّلَامِ. He says, you know, whenever you see somebody who obeys me from among the Muslims, and he gives respect to my sayings and accepts my sayings, convey my salams to him. And then Imam gives some advice. He says, say to them, وَعُوسِيكُمْ بِتَقْبَ اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ. The first thing he says is that I advise you to maintain the taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Taqwa basically to have this consciousness of Allah's presence in our life, and especially if we want to use the literal translation, it would be to fear displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So taqwa is the first advice. And then second he says, وَالْوَرَى فِي دِينِكُمْ that you should exercise caution in matters of your faith and your religion. So don't leave, you know, issues only to the minimum. Go to the higher levels where you take extra caution when you do things or when you refrain from things. Number three, he says, well, ijtihad lillah, you know, to struggle for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Imam wants us to actually exert our best, maximum, you know, ability in order to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number four, he says, وَصِدْقُ الْحَدِيثِ. He says, be truthful in your speech. This is one of the core values that Islam talks about. Number five, he says, وَعَدَاءِ الْأَمَانَةِ. And to fulfill the trust. When people give things to you for safeguarding as amanat and trust, when they come back for it, you should hand it over to them faithfully. Number six, وَطُولِ السُّجُودِ, to prolong the sajda, the prostration in the daily prayers. Of course, this refers more to the personal prayers and not in the congregational prayers. In a personal prayer, if you have the time, especially when it comes to the recommended prayers, you should prolong your sajda. Number seven, وَحُسْنُ الْجَوَارِ, and to maintain good relationship with the neighbor. This is also an important issue that Islam talks about. And after describing the seven items, the Imam says, فَبِحَاذَ جَاءَ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ. These are the teachings and the values with which the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, came for us. And then he singles out again the issue of being trustworthy. He says, وَعَدُّ الْأَمَانَ إِلَى مَنْ اِعْتَمَلَكُمْ عَلَيْهَا بِرًّا أَوْ فَاجِرًا. He says, you know, and convey the trust which has been given to you in trust, whether the person who conveyed it to you was a righteous person or a sinful person. Because the Prophet of Islam has said, he used to emphasize بِعَدَاءِ الْخَيْطِ وَالْمَخِيطِ, you know, that even if it's simple items like the thread and the needle, such simple items also, if somebody hands it over to you, And then they ask back for it. You should be faithful in returning their trust back to you, to them. سِلُوا عَشَائِرُكُمْ. Maintain your ties with your people. وَاشْحَدُوا جَنَائِزَهُمْ. When they pass away, participate in their funeral. وَعُودُوا مَرْضَاهُمْ. When they are not feeling well, go and visit them. وَعَدُّوا حُقُوقَهُمْ. And whatever, you know, rights that they have upon you, fulfill them. And then Imam again emphasizes some of these points that he had mentioned earlier. فَإِنَّ الرَّجُلْ مِنْكُمْ إِذَا وَرَعَ فِي دِينِهِ وَصَدَقَ الْحَدِيثِ وَعَدَّ الْأَمَانَةِ وَحَسُنَ خُلْقُهُ مَعَ النَّاسِ قِيلَ هَذَا جَعْفَرِيٌّ. He says, when a person from among you, my community, when they exercise caution in their religion, and they are truthful in their speech, and they convey the trust which has been given to them, and when they maintain good character and behavior with the people, and then others would say, هذا جعفري, he is a Ja'fari, he is a follower of Ja'far al-Sadiq, يسرني ذلك. This makes me really happy. ويدخل علي منه السرور وقيل هذا أدب جعفر. And this really creates this delight in my heart from that person. And people will say that these are the character and the behavior of Ja'far. وَإِذَا كَانَ عَلَى غَيْرِ ذَلِكَ. But if somebody from my community is opposite of these characters that I have mentioned, دَخَلَ عَلَيَّ بَلَاؤُهُ وَعَارُهُ, then his problems and his bad reputation and image, you know, reflects on me. وَقِيلَ هَذَا عَدَبُ جَعْفَرُ. And people will say, is this the character and the behavior of Ja'far that we see in among his followers? And this is where Imam then ends with a statement from his father, Imam Muhammad al-Baqir, where he said, أَنَّ الرَّجُلْ كَانَ يَكُونُ فِي الْقَبِيلَ مِنْ شِيعَةِ عَلِيٍّ فَيَكُونُ زَيْنَهَا. The sixth Imam says that, you know, sometimes if you see, for example, in a tribe, there is a Shia of Ali among them, he will be the best one among them. أَدَّاهُمْ لِلْأَمَانَةِ. He will be the most trustworthy in giving back the trust to the owners. وَأَقْضَاهُمْ لِلْحُقُوقِ. He will be the one who fulfills the rights more than others. أَصْدَقَهُمُ الْحَدِيثِ. He will be the most truthful person in his speech. إِلَيْهِ وَصَايَاهُمْ وَوَدَايِعُهُمْ. People will go to that person, that Shia of Ali, in order to live things in trust with that person. تسأل العشيرة عنه. When people talk about him and ask about him, they will say, من مثل فلا فإنه لأدان للأمانة وأصدقنا للحديث. How can be somebody like him? He is the most trustworthy when it comes to the trust, and he is the most truthful person in speech. And so this is the expectation that Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam has from those who are known as Shia of Ali and those who are known as the follower of the madhab of Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq, the wisdom and the courage to live up to the expectation of our Imams of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wasalam. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.